Here in Waldwick, this is the sound of patriotism. It's peculiar, yes, to think of a lawnmower as representing allegiance to one's country, but consider for a moment that the person pushing the mower is doing it for free for a member of the military deployed in Afghanistan. While her husband Richard is away, Courtney is holding down the fort back home with three young children.
Huge weight off my shoulders, and for my husband too, because he feels, you know, burdened by the fact that I'm left with so much to take care of at home, and he wants to ease that as much as possible.
Courtney won't have to worry about the weeds, mulch, shrubs, and fertilizer. Chris James and his landscaping crew are firm believers in the mission of Project Evergreen.
This is a very small part, a very little thing that I feel that we're doing for a family that's making bigger sacrifices than my family's making.
I cannot tell you how I feel when I come home from work and the lawn is taken care of and I feel that it looks so nice here on the outside. And although you might think it's a small thing, it is a huge thing for me.
I think the big thank you goes to the families and the service members. I think as Americans, we all have a responsibility, and you know, little gesture like this on our part, if it can help the families, you know, we're more than happy to do it.
In Waldwick, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. It might seem like a small gesture, but boy, does it mean a lot. Free lawn care for members of the military deployed overseas. Here in Waldwick, while Courtney's husband Richard is in Afghanistan, she's alone with three children.
It's so much, you know, picking up not only my roles that I do around the house, but now kind of doing Rich's stuff as well. The things that he would do that I'm now in charge of are things like, you know, it would have been the lawn, anything dealing with outside, any home maintenance things, like ants have been really fun this year to deal with, and now that has become my problem.
She doesn't have to worry about the lawn. Chris James and his landscapers volunteer through Project Evergreen.
Typically what we've done in the past is we'll do everything from spring and fall cleanups to a weekly service visit for mowing and weed whacking and edging and things like that.
He says his labor pales in comparison to the sacrifices made by military families.
You know, I get to go home to my wife and kids and grandkids, and, you know, I feel pretty humbled, and I know my employees do as well.
I don't know how I would be able to handle it with three young kids, because I can't say, here, you guys stay here, I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. You know, it's too long. I wouldn't be able to do that. So this is a huge help for me.
There's a lot of pride for all the families we've been fortunate enough to work for. I think the feeling of giving back, of being part of something bigger than ourselves is pretty special to all of us.
In Waldwick, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.